The title of this article is Bovair Feed Additive, Industrial Shortcut with Hidden Dangers. The subtitle is Just as we're learning how vital our gut microbiome is to our health, industrial agriculture wants to wreck the microbiomes of cows in the name of a climate action. Enter Bovair, a methane-reducing feed additive hailed as a quick fix for cattle emissions. But behind the glowing headlines lies a troubling story of corporate interests, ignored risks, and dangerous disruptions to natural systems. What is Bovair? Bovair, developed by DSM Firmenich, uses a synthetic chemical called 3-nitrooxypropanol-3-NOP to block methane production in cows. Methane, produced in the cow's rumen by gut microbes called methanogens, is released mostly through belching. By inhibiting this process, Bovair cuts methane emissions 30% in dairy cows and 45% in beef cattle, according to the manufacturer. Sounds great, right? Think again. Interfering with nature's balance, methane isn't just a pollution. It plays a critical role in maintaining the delicate balance of a cow's gut. Methanogens prevent hydrogen buildup, allowing cows to digest tough plant materials efficiently. They also help stabilize pH in the rumen, ensuring a healthy environment for the microbes that support digestion. What happens when you tamper with this balance? We don't know, and that's the point. No long-term studies have been done. Short-term data already raises red flags, including reduced feed intake, lower heart weight, and fertility issues in cows. The UK Food Standards Agency also noted skin irritation and eye damage risks for farmers handling Bovair. And in one study, traces of a Bovair metabolite even showed up in milk. The hidden risks to human health if Bovair disrupts the microbiome of cows. What happens to the quality of milk and meat products? What about the potential impacts on humans who consume them? These are questions no one's answering. While studies on rats raise concerns about carcinogenicity, fertility issues, and genotoxicity at higher doses, we're supposed to believe small doses are safe. We've seen this playbook before. Industrial agriculture rushes to implement a synthetic solution, and the long-term consequences, whether for health or the environment, are conveniently ignored until it's too late. The corporate agenda behind Bovair isn't about saving the planet, it's about corporate profits and control. The push to mandate methane-reducing technologies comes with billions in funding and carbon credits on the table, squeezing small farmers and rewarding industrial-scale agriculture. The Department of Agriculture has also made substantial funding available to support farmers using methane reduction methods such as Bovair, making it very hard for smaller farmers to refuse to use such technologies in the long run. Meanwhile, the real environmental problem, industrial feedlot farming, is ignored. Feedlot cattle fed on imported grain have a massive carbon footprint, yet they're treated the same as grass-fed cattle raised on regenerative pastures. Regenerative farming works with nature, not against it. Properly managed grasslands can sequester carbon, enhance soil health, and promote biodiversity, all while producing nutrient-dense food. But instead of supporting these solutions, regulators are handing our food system over to agrochemical giants pushing untested shortcuts like Bovair. Real solutions, not toxic shortcuts reducing methane emissions, doesn't require synthetic additives. Alternatives exist that don't compromise animal health or our food safety. Seaweed supplements have shown an 80% methane reduction potential. Probiotics and natural plant-based solutions show promise in improving digestion and lowering emissions. Microbial conversion. Bacterial strains have been found to convert methane into organic acids. Essential oils and antimicrobials. Emerging research suggests these may also reduce emissions. Regenerative farming addresses climate concerns holistically, restoring the environment while reducing emissions naturally. The problem isn't cows, it's the industrialized farming systems that treat animals as machines. Bovair is a band-aid solution that could create bigger problems down the line. The bottom line, it is our view at ANH that a balanced approach, one that integrates innovative solutions that work with, rather than against, nature, using sustainable and regenerative farming practices may ultimately prove more effective and safer both for humans and the planet. Let's reject toxic shortcuts and demand better for cows, for farmers, and for all of us. Please share this article widely in your networks.